RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents the Phil Harris Salus Fay Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. Written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. It's only human for a man to act like a big shot before his kids, to pose as being all-wise and all-powerful. Today, Phil brags once too often and has to decide whether to be a dead hero or a live coward. But first, a word from RCA Victor. RCA Victor's 45 record players and 45 records were made for each other. They were designed together to play as a unit. And that's why RCA Victor's 45 system brings you the finest recorded music you've ever heard. So stop in tomorrow at your RCA Victor dealers and pick out a 45 instrument. You can choose any one of several, ranging all the way from the low-cost Victrola record changer attachment to a luxurious 45 AM/FM console. You'll find complete phonographs, like the Victrola 45 Personal, which has a convenient carrying handle so you can take it right along with you on trips. Or perhaps you'd prefer the compact Victrola 45 Table Phonograph. In any case, you'll find the 45 record changer you want to fit your budget. And whichever you choose, you'll enjoy the finest system of recorded music. Brought to you by RCA Victor, cornerstone of home entertainment for three generations. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Phil has a few days off this week, and he and Alice have promised the children they would take them any place they wanted to go. After much indecision, the children have chosen Palm Springs. And now, before leaving on the trip, we find the Harrises in a department store where Alice is shopping for a bathing suit for the occasion.
Phil, haven't you seen a bathing suit you like for me yet? You've had these models parading back and forth in front of you for 2 hours now.
Yeah. Oh, but honey, you can't rush into these things. I just want to make sure that the bathing suit is going to look good on you.
Well, Phil, watching these girls model bathing suits is becoming very tiresome to me.
I assure you, it's just as annoying to me. In fact, my eyes are beginning to hurt.
They're just tired from bulging.
Alice, please, I'm trying to help you out. All right, miss, you can flush out another covey of them models. Run them on through here, honey.
Oh, Phil, we don't have to see any more. Miss, I know what I want. I like the one with the green bodice and the short skirt. Which one do you like?
The long-legged one with the red hair. The tall one there with the...
I'm not talking about the models. I'm talking... Oh, never mind. I'll buy what I want. Miss, I'll take this two-piece bikini.
Yes, that's an... What? You're thinking of buying that outrageously skimpy little thing?
Well, what's wrong with it?
It's disgraceful. And I will not allow the woman that I love... ...to parade her charms in that Satan sunsuit.
Phil, you like it on the model.
Well, that's different.
Well, why is it different?
Well, she's young.
What?
I mean, she's slim.
What?
I mean, her hips is not as... No, that ain't gonna get it. Honey, I just won't allow you to wear one of those scanty things.
Oh, but Phil...
Never mind. Now, I'll pick out the bathing suit for you. Miss... Yes, honey, right over here. Will you show us something in a nice, wifely bathing suit?
What kind of a suit is that?
Like my mother used to wear. Miss, bring us a black bathing suit with long sleeves, pantaloons, black cotton stockings, and high lace bathing shoes. You look very chic in this, my dear.
Yes, I'll be the rage of the Keystone Cops. Chester Conklin and Fatty Arbuckle will just love me in this.
There she goes, reliving her early days in pictures.
Now, Phil, I'm not going to be seen in that kind of a suit.
You'll either wear that suit or nothing. No! No! No!
Miss, I'll take the bikini.
All right, if that's what you want, but I'm telling you something.
Oh,
you're going to be...
We've just been over to the sporting goods counter, and we changed our minds about going to Palm Springs for our vacation.
Well, that's okay. Then we'll go to another desert resort, kids. I don't care where we go as long as I can sit out and bask in that sun. Oh, man, I love that heat. Where do you kids want to go?
To the High Sierras for the snow.
Snow?
Yes, you'll love it up there, Daddy. They say there's 20 feet of snow, and it's 10 below zero, and everything is frozen over.
Alice,
and...
get them two little walruses out of here. I ain't going up to no snow country.
Oh, please, Phil. I'd rather go to Palm Springs, too, but this is the children's vacation, and we promised them we'd go wherever they want.
Alice, I can't stand the snow. And besides, there's nothing to do up in the High Sierras.
Oh, there's lots to do up there, Daddy. You can go tobogganing and ice skating and skiing.
Oh, there's a nice assortment of bone-breaking activities.
Wouldn't you like to go skiing, Daddy?
Are you kidding? I'm 100 years old. You ain't going to get me on none of them warp bed slats. Alice, I'd like to oblige the kids and make them happy, but I ain't going to no snow country. We can't go.
But why not?
Because Frankie won't like it up there.
Who invited Frankie?
I did. I figured it's a vacation, and you and I might want to go out at night, and Frankie, well, he could be our babysitter.
What are you, soft in the head or something? I'm not going to let Frankie sit with our babies.
Why not? He ain't going to eat them.
How do you know?
That's a chance we'll have to take. There's a calculated risk in everything you do. Honey, Frankie can't stand the cold on account of his condition.
What condition?
Every time he gets near ice, his blood turns to bourbon.
Phil, I'm not going to worry about Frankie. If he wants to come with us, he's going to the snow country.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hello, Frankie.
Hi, Rem.
Hey, Curly, I can't wait to get started on our vacation.
Oh, look, Remley,
I can just see myself lying around in the sun with nothing on but sunglasses and a pair of trunks.
Francis,
I'm going to lie on my back with the sun heating my broad chest.
And the snow freezing your little...
Phil!
...shoulder.
What snow? There ain't no snow in Palm Springs.
We changed our minds, Uncle Frankie. We're going to the High Sierras.
What's the matter with you? You anti-Remley? I can't go to the snow country. I bought all my equipment for the desert.
What equipment?
Water gourds, a pith helmet, and an Arab.
What's the Arab for?
To drive the camel I bought.
Where did you buy a camel?
On a used camel lot. I got it from the raucous riff.
Frankie, would you...
It's a beautiful Sahara 6 with a hydromatic hump. They're wonderful. You sit out in the open air. You ought to get one, Curly.
Well, no. If I drive around town in a convertible camel, everybody will say I've gone Hollywood.
Hey, look, Alice, do we have to go to the snow
yes,
country?
Yes, we do. And let's go home and start packing. Well, you boys will have a lot of fun up there. We'll make snowmen, we'll build forts and have snow fights, and at night we'll sit around the fire and toast marshmallows and sing.
Curly, how'd you happen to meet this brownie?
Came to my door one day selling Girl Scout cookies. Didn't happen to have any loose change, so I married her. The cookies were lousy, but she was cute,
all
and I
right,
figured maybe.
All right.
Alice, you don't have to go to the mountains to sing. Now, if you want to sing, you can do it here.
Well, thanks, dear. Sweet of you to ask me. Now, Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press Clancy, lowered the boom. Oh, the Clancy,
oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom.
Now O'Leary was a fighting man, and they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood, a-shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before you could shout, O'Leary, look out! Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom.
Now Mulrooney walked into the bar, and he ordered up a round.
Draw one.
He left his drink to telephone, and Clancy drank his own.
That he did.
Mulrooney said, who drunk me drink, I'll lay him in his tomb.
Why not?
Before you could pat the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, boom, boom.
Now the neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night.
That's right.
MacDougall said, let's have some fun. I think I'll start a fight.
I'll join you.
He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride and pulverized the groom.
What a man.
Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lowered the boom.
All the Clancy, all the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, boom.
Mommy, I can't wait to get up in the snow. When are we going to leave?
The first thing in the morning. Now, I want you girls to go upstairs and lay out all your heavy clothes.
All right. Daddy, I'll bet you're anxious to get up in the mountains.
Oh, I'm just a bundle of impatience.
Well, I know when we get there, you'll go up to the top of the high ski jump, take off, sail through the air, and go all the way down to the bottom of the valley. Won't you, Daddy?
What daddy are you talking to?
Daddy, you're not afraid to go on the ski jump, are you?
Who, me afraid? Ski jump? Daddy, you? He, who? Me? Ski jumping?
Wait him out, kids. He's got to come up with an answer sooner or later.
Well, are you afraid?
Well, I...
You once told us that when you were in Europe, you won the Olympic skiing title.
The what kind of title?
The Olympic skiing title.
Oh, I did? I know you're too young to have your teeth fixed. You're having trouble with them now. Ooh. And I told you that I won the title, huh? Oh, I must have been in great shape when I laid that one on him, I guess.
If you want a skiing title, you must be anxious to go skiing and show us how to do it.
Well, yeah, I would, but... Well, you see, Phyllis, when I won the title, it was on Swiss snow.
Now, what difference does that make?
A lot you know about snow. Them Swiss, they really know how to make snow. They put holes in it to make it soft.
That's one thing they never learned to make in this country. Good snow. Us skiers have to have that imported stuff for it ain't worth our while.
Well, Daddy, tell us the truth. Do you and Uncle Frankie know how to ski?
Do we know how to ski? Did you hear that, Rip?
Yeah. Silly child.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we know how to ski?
Yeah, that's the one with no teeth. Is that it? Positively child. How can they ask such a stupid question? Do we know how to ski?
How long can we keep stalling them, Curly?
They'll take a nap in an hour. Keep it up just so they get sleepy. Do we know how to ski?
Do we know how to ski?
You pipe down. Yeah. You don't know how to ski, so why don't you admit it?
Now, wait a minute. I do, too, know how to ski. I'm an expert.
In that case, when we get up there, you can teach us how.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Now, you kids run along and do what your mother told you.
Okay, Daddy. Come on, Phyllis. We're going to have a wonderful time.
Oh, Phil. Phil, why didn't you tell the girls you can ski? You've never been on a pair of skis.
I know it, honey, and gee whiz, I can't let my kids down if they think I can ski, well, I'll ski. After all, what's there to it?
Oh, there's a lot to it. You have to know how to make the different turns and twists. For example, do you know how to slalom?
Alice, please, not in front of Frankie. There are some things that are sacred.
Bill, slalom is a form of skiing.
Oh, that, yes. That. Well, I'm positively one of the burst slalomists. Baby Alice takes her good teeth after me. Look, if the kids want me to show them how to ski, I'll show them. There's nothing to it.
Bill, I don't think you should... Come in. You might get hurt.
Hello, Mrs. Harris. Remember me. I'm Mrs. Stewart, your next-door neighbor. I'm sorry to drop in unexpectedly like this.
Well, I would...
Don't apologize. We all look messy in the morning. Then that's to be expected when you have a lot of housework to do. You certainly have a big house here. My, it's untidy. Do you have any help?
Well, we have a...
I know. Your husband's too cheap to hire them. I don't know how you stand it, especially with two children to take care of. Children's such a responsibility. One has to be after them all the time. You can't leave them alone for a minute, I always say.
That rain washed down some funny things.
Didn't seem to rust her mainspring.
No, she
didn't. Mrs. Stewart, you'll have to excuse us. We're busy packing. You see, we're going on a trip.
A trip? Yes. Oh, you lucky people, you. I just love trips. Where are you going?
Well, we thought we'd go
At this time of the year? Don't be silly. I know wonderful places.
No, look, thanks very much, lady, but don't bother because we've already decided we're going skiing.
At your age? You're a foolhardy old coon, aren't you? And don't get me wrong, it's a wonderful sport. My first husband went skiing for the first time when he was your age. He did it very well. He took off on the top of the ski jump and he soared so gracefully through the air and he landed way down on the bottom.
He did?
Yes, he broke every bone in his body.
Well, did he recover all right?
I would know. Last time I saw him, he was lying there in a little heap. So you're going skiing, Mr. Harris?
Yes, I am. And don't worry, nothing's going to happen to me.
Why should you be the exception? Oh, I just love to have the stretcher concession at those ski places. They're carrying them down all the time.
Carrying them down?
Yes, but don't let that worry you. If you want to go skiing, go ahead. After all, we have to take a certain amount of chances because, as I always say, life is a gamble.
Well, I'm willing to gamble.
Good. I'll give you 8-5 if you don't come back alive. Out of the insurance money, Mrs. Harris. Come on.
Yes, goodbye.
Shall I wax your skis now, Curly?
Alice, is it as dangerous as she says it is?
Well, people have been known to break bones.
Oh, I got plenty of bones.
Oh, don't worry, Phil, you'll be all right. I'm going upstairs and help the children pack. You'd better come up and get your things ready, too.
Yeah, honey, we'll be up later. Oh, Remley, the kids insisted I go skiing. Remley.
I ain't going to lend you no bones.
I don't mean it. Just tell me, how am I going to get out of this?
Don't ask me. They're your bloodthirsty kids, not mine.
Well, I don't want my kids to think that I'm a coward, so I got to think of an excuse not to go.
What are you worried about? What can happen to you?
What can happen? Why, I'm liable to fracture my conducting finger. Or worse yet, sprain my hair-curling hand.
Oh, Curly. Why are you always looking at the dark side of things?
Because this is serious, Remley. Why, I'm even liable to break my neck and not be able to sing again.
You see, there's a bright side to everything.
Oh, now you've hurt my feelings. Oh, you have no reason.
Curly, I'm what? Sorry. What? No, don't cry.
Well, gee, where's you?
You know I love your voice.
No,
and to
you...
prove it, I want you to sing your new RCA Victor record for me right now.
You're sweet.
Things I do to comfort this big slob.
On the warpath, Mama's fighting mad, Mama's boiling, yes, Mama's on the warpath. Poor Papa, Papa got in bad, he's in bad, very bad, awful bad. Mama's on the warpath.
Papa's leaving town, 'cause he's learned that when Mama's on the warpath, it just ain't safe to be around. Get away, get away. So if he runs away, he may live to fight another day. Before she throws him out, you can hear poor Papa yell and shout, take to the hills whenever Mama's on that warpath. Papa's laying low, 'cause he knows that when Mama's on the warpath, poor Papa, Papa, better blow, brother, blow, better blow, brother, blow. Mama's on the warpath, and Mama wears the pants, 'cause in our house when Mama's on the warpath, poor Papa, Papa ain't got a chance, not a chance, not a prayer he's kaput. Mama's on the warpath. Papa's in a jam, and he knows that if Mama's on the warpath, he'd better take it on the lam, better scram on the lam. Poor Papa's got a hunch, Mama's saving up her Sunday punch. She likes him black and blue, so there's only one thing Pop can do, take to the hills whenever Mama's on the warpath. Give her lots of room, 'cause as Pop says, when Mama's on the warpath, she's really riding on a broom, boom, 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 she's a witch on a broom. Poor Papa's got a hunch, Mama's saving up her Sunday punch. She likes him black and blue, so there's only one thing Pop can do, take to the hills whenever Mama's on the warpath. Give her lots of room, 'cause as Pop says, when Mama's on the warpath, she's really riding on a broom.
And stay out.
Hey, Curly. While you've been singing, I thought of a way for you to get out of skiing. If something were to happen to you, you couldn't go.
Hey! Hey, that's a good idea. I'll pretend
you
that
I... You can't pretend. It's got to be the real thing, and I figured it out for you. Just sit down on this ice pack.
Okay. Hey, gee, this is a wonderful way for me to get a... Hey, wait a minute. Look, I may be a little dense today, but how is sitting on an ice pack going to get me out of skiing?
You don't grasp things very fast, do you?
Not too, no.
Curly, don't you see? If you caught a bad cold, Alice and the kids wouldn't expect you to go to the snow country.
Now I see. Sure. I'll just sit up. Hold it another minute, please.
What?
Don't you think a head cold would be better?
Curly, sitting on ice sends a chill through your body and you'll catch a cold before you know it. Just sit down, huh?
Okay, I'll do anything to get out of this trip. Ah, I'm sitting on it. Ooh. How long do you think it's going to be before this thing gets me?
Ah, you'll be sneezing in no time.
Anybody home? I brought the groceries.
Yeah, Julia. Just put them groceries down.
Okay. Mr. Harris, what's that you're sitting on?
An ice pack?
Oh, brother, your hangover has no sense of direction at all.
I ain't got no hangover.
This may sound like a stupid question, but why are you sitting on an ice pack?
Because I don't want to go skiing.
Oh, I see. What do I mean, I see? Don't make no sense.
Very simple. Mr. Harris's children wanted to go skiing, and he's trying to catch a cold so he won't have to go.
Why don't you want to go, Mr. Harris?
Because it's dangerous. I could get killed.
So?
So I don't want to get killed.
You got a point. I don't agree with you, but you got a point. There's a good possibility that you will get killed. But on the other hand, you got a slim chance of coming back alive.
A slim chance?
Well, Curly, don't let him upset you. Listen, Julius, you know he's got more than a slim chance. Now reassure him.
All right. Mr. Harris, you got a fat chance of coming back alive.
Look, I got news for you, kid. I'm coming back alive because I ain't going. The only thing I'm worried about is getting out of this without losing face with my kids. I don't want my kids to think I'm afraid because I'm not.
I know you're not, Curly, and I know a way you can convince your kids you're not afraid.
How?
When they come in, keep facing them. Don't turn around.
How will that help?
That way they won't be able to see the chartreuse streak running down your back. Just keep facing them at all times.
That ain't gonna do it.
Why not?
That'll only call her attention to his yellow belly.
All right, kid, get on out of here. Get lost, will you? Beat it.
Hey, Remley.
What?
Ooh. This ice pack is starting to work. I'm getting chilly all over now.
You're sneezing good, Curly.
Yeah.
Hey, it'll help it along if I put some ice on your chest.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, Remley, get a pail of cubes for my feet, too.
They're just doing this to confuse my little brain.
Will you ignore him, Frankie, and go get me some ice? Yeah. Hurry up.
How you feel, Curly? Good and sick, huh, pal?
Yeah, Remley. My dose is dood and dopped up now, boy. You think I've had a nub?
No, you're not even blue yet. You just sit there and I'll pack some more ice around.
Hurry up.
How is he, Doctor?
Oh, don't worry, Mrs. Harris. He should be out of the oxygen tent in about 3 weeks.
I can't imagine how he could be so sick all of a sudden.
Well, probably because he was run down. He doesn't get any exercise. I advise that as soon as he gets well enough, you take him away where he can get some vigorous outdoor exercise.
Well, what would you suggest?
Take him to the High Sierras for some skiing.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. But first, I would like you to listen to a portion of a wonderful new RCA Victor record.
I love to hear a band that's playing a doodle-dee-doo, a doodling to the noodling rag.
Oh, the noodling rag.
I love to keep
it. It's a change of pace for Perry Como. And Noodling Rag, his new RCA Victor recording, is catching on like wildfire from coast to coast. Unlike Perry Como's usual ballad style, Noodling Rag has a lively tune, lots of bounce, and it proves a point that there's no more versatile performer in the business than RCA Victor's own Perry Como. The tune on the flip side is another hit, too, called Play Me a Hurtin' Tune. Supported by the Fontaine sisters, Perry Como's rendition of this clever number is sure to skyrocket to the top. So get two hit songs on one record, sung by Perry Como and recorded by RCA Victor.
Folks, this is Phil again. My own Jackson, Jackson Benny, will visit Dennis Day on Dennis's television show on NBC TV this Friday for RCA Victor. Watch for it. They're going to have a beautiful time. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Remember, whether you're buying a television set, a radio, a Victrola phonograph, or records, put your faith in the cornerstone of American home entertainment for three generations. RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in television.
Next, Theater Guild on the Air stars Edna Best on NBC.